Welcome back to the channel. This video is going to be how to stop starting and start finishing. Now, you might be in a position in life where you keep on starting projects, you keep on starting things, but you're not seeing results. All you're seeing is failure, constant failure, failure, failure. But the reason that you keep on seeing failure is because you keep starting and you're not finishing. The issue is that you keep starting and without finishing, the starting is always going to yield failure. In very rare cases, starting, just starting, will obviously, like, you'll blow up or something like that. But that's very, very rare, and you don't need to rely on that. This video is really a message to my younger self, because younger Mason, he was always starting. Younger Mason would start writing a book, and he would be 2 pages into it, and then he'd quit. Younger Mason would start a YouTube channel, and he'd be 50 videos into the channel. His channel would just start picking up, but then he'd quit. Younger Mason would quit because he feared failure. He feared insecurity. He feared the opinions of others. He feared just failing in general. He feared, what if I keep on putting in work and I don't see anything? Now, this is the number one obstacle, because you need to realize that the more work you put in, the more consistent you are, the more action you put forth necessary to get to the goal that you want to get to, that is what will get you to your goal. It's not hoping and just constantly, like, wishing that something's going to happen and some magical pill is going to, like, some quick fix is going to happen and you're just going to get to your goals just like that. That's what younger Mason thought. He thought that there was something that he was missing. There was something. But what he was missing was finishing. He was missing doing the work. Now, the process of achieving a goal goes like this. It's like climbing up a mountain, right? Now, a mountain is like this on each side, right? It goes up. It's steep. Less steep, less steep, less steep, less steep. And then at the top, it's flat. Pretty much flat. For some hills, some mountains, whatever. It's flat at the top. So what happens in the process of achieving goals is at the start, you're running uphill, right? You're working your ass off to get uphill. And then it starts getting easier and easier and easier as you go up the hill. Then at the top, what happens is you're walking. And it's effortless. You don't need the effort to walk at the top of the mountain. And then let's say this mountain is a snowy mountain. At the end, you get to get your snowboard. You get to get your, whatever you call it. What do you call those things? Whatever. You get to get your snowboard and you get to ride down the hill, right? So basically what this is the process of achieving a goal. At the start, it's like fighting an uphill battle. You're literally fighting an uphill battle. You're running uphill. You have to put in so much effort to start building the momentum, which is basically as the hill begins to flatten, it begins to get easier and easier and easier. And then once you reach the top of the mountain, which is the point where everything becomes effortless, you achieve flow, right? You achieve flow. You're doing all these things that you need to do and you're doing them effortlessly, and it's flow, and you're just going and going and going, and it's so much fun. This is the process when you actually start truly enjoying whatever project you're working on. And the issue with projects is that people don't get past the climbing stage. They don't get past the climbing stage because they think that magically, out of nowhere, they're supposed to get to flow. It's like they take one step and then they're at flow. That's not how it works. You need to take 10,000 steps and then you reach flow. You need to take so many actions, so much action, so much consistency, persistency before you reach flow. But people aren't ready to do this because they don't have the right mindset to achieve that initial walking stage or the running stage or just getting uphill. So what you need to realize is that in anything in life, there is no quick fix. There is no one-step solution to getting to that flow state, because what you need to do is you need to break through that initial climbing stage. Now, to break through this initial climbing stage, what does it take? It takes perseverance. People are going to sell you these quick fix solutions and say, oh, if you don't feel like it's right for you, or you don't feel like it's taken on momentum, or if it's not taken off for you within the first month, then it's not for you. It's not your purpose. If you're not achieving flow right away, it's not your purpose. If you enjoy something, you're gonna suck at it at the start. The YouTube video I made before this one sucked. I'm still gonna upload it though, because I need to put out content. Because I have what, 20 videos on this YouTube channel as of now? This is gonna be probably the 22nd. And I was watching Ali Abdaal, and he said, don't expect any results on your YouTube channel before you get 152 YouTube videos, because that's the average amount of YouTube videos posted on somebody's account. And I have 20. Why do you think Younger Mason quit so much? Because he'd upload 50 videos and he would have 50 subscribers. And he would say, you know what? I've uploaded so many videos and I've put in so much work and I've only gotten so much results. What Mason didn't realize was that he was halfway up the climbing stage, maybe a quarter of the way up. All he needed to do was replicate the amount of actions he did just one more time, or two more times, or three more times, and he would get to that flow state. But Younger Mason didn't have the mindset necessary to achieve this. So what you need to do is you need to just persevere. And there's no quick fix. There's no, how do I make it easier? There's no, how do I deal with the fear of failure? There's no, how do I deal with the opinions of others? You just have to do it. In your mind, you're gonna have every single day feelings of self-doubt. If you don't, you're lucky. Congratulations. But most of us will. Every single day, I wake up with the feeling that I'm not good enough. And that's just the truth of the matter, because my results haven't shown me that I'm good enough. But in order for me to get to the top of the mountain and get in the flow state where I feel good enough and I feel that effortlessness, I need to put in so much work to climb up. Now, if I don't put in that work for the rest of my life, I'll be feeling like I'm not good enough. Do you think that's a good life to live? Absolutely not. So when you start a project, always have in mind the idea that I am in the starting stage, I am climbing up, and I'm going to deal with so much negativity, so much bad self-talk, so much doubt, fear, resistance. And it's my job in this starting stage, in this climbing stage, to push through. There's your quick fix. Quit looking for other solutions. You need to push through. You need the discipline is freedom, taught by Jocko Willink. Discipline is freedom means at the starting phase, if you do not discipline yourself to take control of your own emotions and your own fears and your resistance, you will never ever achieve your goals. Because at the beginning, there will be so much resistance. Climbing uphill, up a mountain is not easy. And if you cannot face the hardship in front of you, the starting of achieving a goal, you will never finish. You're filled with fear. You can't conquer resistance. That's your current mindset. What you need to do every single day, you're going to wake up with these thoughts. I don't want to do this today. Oh, I don't want to. And then you're going to go on YouTube. You're going to look up how to deal with self-doubt, how to overcome writer's block, how to overcome creative blocks, how to create flow. You're searching for the wrong thing. Every single day, you need to start. You need to start walking, because what happens is on the mountain, on the way up, on the map towards success, on the way towards that flow state, what you need to do is you need to just walk. Every single day, you need to commit to putting forth the action necessary to walk uphill. Because if you do not do this, you will stay stagnant. You will stay on the hill. In fact, this hill is a snowy hill, so you'll start sliding down. So if you are not putting in the effort necessary to achieve the creative flow, then you will never achieve it. In fact, you will stay at the bottom of the hill forever. You'll walk up a little bit and then you'll fall back down. You'll walk up a little bit and you'll fall back down. A big amount of inspiration will hit you. You'll run up and then you'll fall back down. Be like the turtle in the Turtle and the Hare story. Take just steps every day. All it takes is walking every single day up the hill. And one day, once you achieve the threshold necessary to get to the flow state at the top of the mountain, the walking will be effortless. And even when you take breaks, you'll stay in the same spot on the hill. And it'll still be effortless the next day. But what you need to do is you need to conquer this initial resistance. You need to break through this battle of climbing uphill. And you need to cultivate the mindset necessary to battle yourself, basically. Because this is a battle between you and between your lower self. What your lower self is going to tell you every single day is you're not good enough for this. You don't have the skills necessary. You're not talented enough. It's going to tell you you're not picking up. This isn't creating results, so stop. It's going to tell you you're never going to be like them. You're never going to be at the top. You're never going to get to the top. That's just a voice trying to push you back to the bottom where it's comfortable, where you don't need to fight anymore. What you need to do is you need to fight. You need to fight the war of art. You need to battle against yourself, and you need to decide, okay, who's going to win? The desired me, the me that's climbing up the hill, or am I going to let my lower self push me down the hill? You need to decide that every single day, because once you get to that flow state, once you start walking across the hill, it'll be so much better. And for me, I'll tell my personal story. I have started so many things that I haven't finished. I've started projects back in my 962 lifestyle days. If you don't know what that is, it's like my old YouTube project with my buddy Jesse. We had so many before that. We had one called Boss Bros where we made like 5 videos and we quit. It was more like 70 videos, but they're all crappy. Maybe 5 good ones, and we quit. There was another one where it was just me, and I was like talking. It's called Watch It. You can look up Watch It Mason Pomeroy, and it's me like 5-6 years ago. And I just quit. I quit because I changed my name to Watch It instead of Mason Pomeroy, and I wasn't willing to wait the 90 days to change it back to Mason Pomeroy, so I quit. That YouTube channel has more subscribers than this YouTube channel. It has like 100, and this one has like 60 something, and I quit. Imagine if I could have stayed consistent for the past 5-6 years, I could have 1 million subscribers by now. Imagine someone is able to see the journey of a young creator, a 10-year-old creator to a 17-year-old creator. That is like something that is unheard of on YouTube, because no one conquers this initial battle. No one can conquer resistance except for the people, the geniuses, the top 1% of the world. These people conquer resistance every single day. In fact, these people don't stop at the top of the mountain. They add to the mountain because they're so confident in the fact that they can conquer resistance. These people, every single time they get close to the top, they say, you know what? This is how I grow. I don't want it to be effortless. So they make the mountain even taller. They set higher goals. They never let themselves get comfortable, even the good kind of comfort, the flow. Because now their flow is climbing the mountain, because they're so confident that they can conquer the resistance and fight the war against themselves, the war of art, that they can climb the mountain every single day. And this is why we see people like Bill Gates. This is why we see people like Elon Musk. Elon Musk, he's known for struggling. He's known for struggling like crazy. He works, 16-hour days? That's not something that people can do. In fact, most people can only work 1 good hour of work per day. You know why Elon Musk can work 16-hour days? Because he started at 1 hour of work per day. And he put in that 1 hour of work every single day. And then he probably moved it up to 1 to 2 to 4 to 10 to 16 hours of work per day. But if you start off at the bottom trying to climb like you're already at the top, you're going to fail, because the self-doubt, the resistance, all that is going to be so strong that you're not going to be able to handle it. You're not going to be able to handle the stress of your expectations on yourself. So what you need to do every single day is set a realistic expectation. You need to say, okay, I should do at least 1 to 4 hours of good, deep work every single day towards this goal, and that'll make it so that I'm not backsliding on this goal. That'll make it so that I'm not sliding down this mountain, and every single day I'm taking the steps necessary to move a little bit up higher. Because eventually, you will get to that state where either you're on the flat land, and you are in a constant state of flow, or to the point where you can conquer resistance so confidently that you are constantly moving up the mountain. If you get to one of these, that's when you become a genius. That is when you become a millionaire, right? It's like, that's when you become one of the greatest thinkers. That's when you become basically a genius. And why are there so few geniuses in this world? Because people are at the bottom of the mountain and they're not conquering the resistance. They're letting their inner voices win. They're not fighting the war of art necessary to get to that point of potential. Why are you expecting 1,000 results when you've only put in one effort? Set a goal. If the goal's at 10,000, don't expect results until you get to 20,000. That's how you persevere. Intrinsically motivate. Motivate yourself within your own mind, because if you rely on the expectations of others and other people's validation to keep going, you're going to fail so much, because they're going to see you're not creating results, because you obviously don't need to get results yet. Because if you set a goal at 10,000 and you're not at least 20,000 yet, then you're not going to get results. And then the people around you are going to say, you're not getting results, you should give up. And then you're going to give up. So you need to get in your own head the mindset that, okay, I'm going to set a goal here, right? Right here, I'm going to set a goal up here. And the amount of effort to achieve this goal is going to be somewhere probably above that or below if I get lucky. But I should at least put in this amount of effort to get this goal. And I will not expect the results that I want if my effort is at such a low level that I shouldn't even expect the goal yet. So what you need to do is you need to persevere every single day past that point of effort. 1 to 4 hours of good work every single day. Keep walking or running up that hill. And there will be a point where you've put in so much effort, you've built an empire, and you've achieved this goal because you put in the effort necessary and you fought the uphill battle, which you must do. You need to fight through the mud in order to get to the clean area, right? It's like, I'm trying to think of a good analogy. It's like walking through quicksand in order to get to a desert or something like that. So yeah, this is the whole process that is required to get through a goal. You're walking up the snowy mountain. You need to walk up so much to the point where the size of the mountain is the size of your goal. And the size of the mountain, however much effort you need to put in, is how much your goal is. So you need to walk up the mountain every single day. And don't expect results until you put in the amount of effort to achieve this goal. And once you put in this amount of effort, you should be at that flow state. And if you aren't, put in more effort and put in more effort. And if you get to a point where you're not achieving this goal, which you shouldn't, after you put in the amount of effort that's necessary, then that's when you like shift your course. You start looking for more strategic ways to get up the mountain, which is rare, because usually what happens is everybody's down here, their goals are up here, and nobody is courageous enough to get to that initial resistance and fight through that initial barrier to get to the top. And then the beautiful thing is, once you get to the top, you're walking, it's effortless, you're walking, it's effortless. And then there comes a point where you decide, okay, I'm going to go back down the mountain because I'm ready to fight a new battle, a new uphill battle. But on the way down, you get to enjoy the ride. You get to grab your snowboard, your sled. You get to ride down and you get to have the time of your life riding down and enjoying the fruits of your labor. That's what happens. You ride up, or you don't ride up. You walk up and then you walk across. And then when you're ready to start a new adventure, you ride down, you enjoy all the fruits of your labor, and then you start again. And this is the beautiful process of achieving a goal, of stopping starting and starting finishing. Thank you so much for watching. This has been Mason. Share this with a friend that needs to stop starting and needs to start finishing. Yeah, that's pretty much everything I have to say. If my younger self watched this video, his life would have never been the same. Thank you so much for watching. This has been Mason. Peace.